Infamous con artists and scammers. History's craziest true crime stories. Written by Adrian Langenscheid, Benjamin Rickert, and Kaja Berg. Published by True Crime International with Stephen Weidlich. Narrated by Tom Chandler. Chapter 1. A Villa with Chimpanzees. Many roads lead to wealth, yet most of them are dirty. Peter Rosiger, 1843 to 1918, Austrian writer and poet. Like lukewarm coffee, the sea breeze blows through the narrow streets of the Italian village of Grimaldi, carrying with it the scent of salt water on its way. The village stretches across the foot of a mountain lined with green vegetation, lying directly on the coast of the Ligurian Sea. Here and there, the wind passes excitedly, chattering children pointing their index fingers at the store windows. Vendors present ashtrays in the shape of a chimpanzee. In his right hand, he holds a pistol, emblazoned below the phrase, "Come here, Voronoff, if you dare!"
"Mommy, when are we going to see the monkeys?" a girl asks, gazing up at her mother expectantly in the face of the blazing sun.
"Soon, darling, but only if you behave well," the woman replies.
The girl does not know nor understand what dark cause lies behind her wish and the sale of the souvenirs. She is simply looking forward to marveling at the animals up close. A few kilometers away, a man with a bushy mustache, high forehead, and big nose is just entering the monkey cage on his estate. He is wearing a white coat underneath a black suit with a white shirt and dark tie. Under the curious gaze of onlookers beyond the walls, he picks out one of the chimpanzees and brings it outside. The animal shrieks and squirms in desperation, but the man's grip has tightened around the small body like a vice. Slowly, the man strolls toward his villa, where the monkey faces a grisly fate. 54 years earlier, in July 1866, a small boy named Sergei Voronoff was born in a small Russian village. The family of several children lives in poor circumstances, despite their father Abram's occupation as a distiller. Sergei, however, stands out from the simple family picture. He is considered highly gifted at an early age, and, after graduating from school at 18, goes to Paris to study medicine. At the time of the Belle Époque, the City of Love already had a population of around 3 million and was experiencing a cultural upswing. This was due to the construction of the Eiffel Tower, Impressionism, Art Nouveau, and important personalities such as the composer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?